And listening to that banning drone segment just before this show began, I mean, that's the argument from the left, fix the state, which we are presenting a alternative to from the perspective, from the left perspective, and one which we are arguing here has been suppressed, this alternative, which is that we have to work together globally. It ain't about fixing the state. Sisters and brothers, atomization makes us weak. It is power's chief political strategy for maintaining its supremacy. While for themselves, they emphasize no economic competition or disharmony otherwise, for us, they work double time, no scheme too low if it gets us going for each other's throats. Fulfilling Plato's command to ever widen the gulf between the horde, that would be we the people, and the master class, they ostentatiously display the mess they've made of society globally to their progeny and teach them that only they possess the moral authority to make the decisions. For while we are riven by division, so goes the argument, they are family, they are tribe, they know how to sacrifice self for the larger end of establishing perfection, of installing the republic. In our October 4, 2015 show, we said that this self-organization of power is called the state, official and clandestine. And what also came up for me listening to that banning drone segment was the degree to which, or perhaps it was the one in front of it, there was a, I think it was that the NSA threatens national security, as if national security is our priority. But we just have to, again, fix the state. But what came up for me is this notion that they are, as it suggested, sort of closing that gap between official and clandestine, getting us to sort of massaging us to accept clandestine operations as almost more legitimate, you know, so that the state becomes just amorphous authority that we bow down to, whether it's official or unofficial. We just accept it because they are the power guys and we are the commoners, and that's just the way it is. And that's the conditioning for millennia that we are overcoming right now in proliferating these discussions, promulgating and proliferating these discussions. So the self-organization of power, official and clandestine, is the state and all its institutions, making it a totalitarian system. Again, we've never discussed that, have we? No freedom of speech, is there? The key function of which this totalitarian system is to prevent us, we the people, from similarly organizing to pursue our authentic, because it honors the ancestors, the earth, and each other, our authentic self-creation. It honors those three as source, the ancestors, the earth, and each other, as the source of our ability to be self-creative, our ability to be happy, simultaneously as individuals and as a people, our authentic right of happiness. This is discussed in the audio file that I hope you'll check out, Pursue Happiness as a People, from the October 4, 2015 show, in which we said that our objective of becoming a people that pursues happiness must ask the question, what do we require as a people to be happy? And notice that never is asked, either on the left, when we are encouraged to, you know, sort of intellectualize our enslavement as somehow a necessary sacrifice to have the wonders of science or whatever it is that we believe we are getting out of this mess by surrendering our authentic power. What do we require as a people to be happy? When we discuss that, that will rapidly become a conversation about coercion, which will rapidly then be exposed as harassment imposed by craft. the craft of manufacturing scarcity, given the enormous abundance of the earth, given that we have the means to work together globally. In a world of abundance, scarcity must be created. And by the only actors, the global state statesmen, the relevance of whose function depends on the people being threatened continuously with material hardship. And obviously, manufacturing hardship and misery does not induce the pursuit of happiness. In our June 14, 2015 show on practical politics, we said that we counter powers tactic of infiltration, including the form of infiltration we've been calling internalized discipline, or the state in us, or Marcuse's democratic introjection. The point of which tactic, infiltration, in the case of our mobilizations to move the agenda of freedom, would be to attempt to identify the quote-unquote leadership, those in whom an alternative and authentic allegiance resides, in order to mess with it. And that we counter agent infiltration by ensuring that our movement for the release of human energy globally is simultaneously a movement for soul sufficiency. And that's discussed in the June 14, 2015 show. And that MP3 is called Practical Politics. So on the one hand, we can only claim our right of happiness by becoming a people. And on the other, we can only become a people by becoming fully developing individualities. And so we can only claim our right of happiness by becoming fully developing individualities, i.e. they occur simultaneously. Dismantling the state in us is dismantling our atomization, is developing our understanding and our empathy, that our expansiveness depends on our coming together and honoring our own and each other's gifts, while never losing sight of the goal and daily moving closer to it, figuring out ways to bring with us our brothers and sisters.